And the next security service, according to ISO standard, is called authentication. And this is to verify the identity of the user of a computer. You all know now, because when you go to log into the computer, you write your username, and then you must write the password. And the password is the way to verify your identity, because if I come and pretend that I'm Sven, and I write Sven as a username, and then they will ask me the password. Now, if I don't know the password, then I cannot be able to log into the computer. And so this is why we talked about choosing strong passwords or passwords that are good. Because if you choose a password that is not good, then it's very easy by checking the system that checks. They check the names that are in dictionaries. So if your password is just a name of some pet or some horse or some fruit or some favorite movie star, then this name will be in the dictionary. And so what this system do when checking passwords, they go through the whole dictionary, testing every name. And so one of the names, if you took the password, then it would be you are in for trouble. So that's why it's important to choose good passwords so that that are not found in the dictionary when you combine different characters, different numbers and letters. It becomes stronger, and it becomes difficult for this system to get it. But generally, passwords are not good systems for authentication. And so nowadays, you find that in sensitive environments like the banks, they are using other systems like biometrics and smart cards and so on, because passwords, anybody can steal a password.